The history of rock and roll continues with the mid-60s sound of soul. We'll hear, among others, Sly and the Family Stone, Otis Redding, and Aretha Franklin. But to start, a song by an 18-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia, named Arthur Conley.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and it's swinging. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh, yeah.
Arthur Conley was a protege of Otis Redding, and together they wrote Arthur's first and only million seller, Sweet Soul Music. The mid and late 60s was a golden era for soul music. Among the leading soul singers was a man they called the Master Rapper, Joe Tex.
All the things that I write come from true live experiences. When I get ready for a certain kind of material, I know the places to go to pick up ideas. Most of your winos, people that turn to drinking, or people that almost made it. Or was once there, and then something happened with a love affair, or whatever, you know, and they can give you them hard luck stories. Or if you want some gossip material, you go to your beauty salons, your barber shops, you know, and for your hip material, cats around the pool hall, you know, hanging out on the corners, you know. If you want your real sad stories, bus stations, you know, train stations where people got their little clothes in a pasteboard, cardboard box, you know, they going down south to Georgia and places. And I kind of know the places to go to get my material, and they come from everyday life. Because one thing you got to do when you write, you got to be able to relate to everyday situations.
Joe Tex recalled how his first million seller came about.
I was reminiscing back on my childhood sweetheart who was married and living in Texas. And somehow I had hoped the marriage wouldn't work because I loved her and wanted to marry her, and you know. But I was saying to myself, well, Joe, you're married now and your wife is expecting. And I said, well, I was talking to myself, you might as well hold on to what you got, you know, so because just like you might want that marriage to break up and you get back with your childhood sweetheart, maybe someone on the other end is hoping that you and Johnny May don't make it and you break up. So hold on to what you got because someone will have her before you can count. And I said, hold on to what you got. And he kind of hit me, you know.
You had the better hold on. Cause if you think nobody
someone will have it before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Listen, fellas, you know it's not all the time that a man can have a good woman, a woman that he can call his very own, a woman who will stay right there at home and mind the children while he's going to work, a woman who will have his dinner cooked when he comes home. But where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man wants his woman but him. But listen, if you think no other man wants her, just throw her away and you will see some man will have her before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, he will. Listen, girls, this goes for you too. Because you know I've seen so many women who've had so many good men in life. Men who would stand by them through thick and thin. Men who would go to work every day and bring home their hard-earned pay. Men who would give their women anything that their little heart desired. Where some women make mistakes is when their men go out and let them play, they would stay because they felt that no other woman wanted him but her. Listen, if you think that no other woman wants him, just pitch him out in the streets and you will see some woman will have your man before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, she will. Yes, she will.
Joe Tex and Hold What You've Got from the spring of 1965. Joe talked about soul in the 60s.
There was a lot of black artists that were big in the black music side, rhythm and blues as we call it, that wasn't getting their due. But then when you got your Beatles, you got your Dave Clark Five, your Rolling Stones, and they begin to do Chuck Berry material, Chuck Willis material, Little Richard material, then the kids in England and even in the United States were saying, now, who is the originator of this? I hear you doing it, Beatles. I hear you, Rolling Stones. But who is the creator? Who wrote this material and recorded it earlier? And that opened the door.
In the mid-60s, the door opened for many black performers, including one they called the Godfather of Soul.
Second.
In 1965, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag was the first top 10 record for James Brown. James has been called the epitome of soul and offered his definition of the term.
Soul is the truth. Soul is telling it like it is. Soul is down to earth. Soul is telling about it in the raw, without the dressings.
The History of Rock and Roll now presents a collage of great moments in the career of James Brown.
All aboard the night train.
You know you're out of sight.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I thank God. In a cold sweat. Oh! Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine.
Sharing the charts with James Brown was another soulful singer from the South, Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett co-wrote In the Midnight Hour in 1965, and his original was the first of more than 70 versions recorded since then. He cut the song in Memphis, backed by co-writer Steve Cropper on guitar, the horns of the Marquise, and the piano of Isaac Hayes. Here's a collage of the biggest hits of Wilson Pickett.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
From Wilson Pickett, the history moves on to meet a former cotton chopper from Leland, Alabama. He reached number one his first time out with a song originally recorded by Mae West. We'll hear him in a moment when the History of Rock and Roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with the first record to ever make number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts at the very same time. It happened in 1966 to Percy Sledge. Loves a Woman. It earned a gold record for Percy Sledge in 1966 and helped establish Muscle Shoals, Alabama as a hot recording center during the 60s. The next year, 1967, a soul duo appeared, Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
Soul Man from Sam and Dave, the record that earned them a 1967 Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Group Performance. Sam and Dave never rehearsed or practiced, yet were a team you had to see to believe. We asked Sam Moore to describe the Sam and Dave experience.
Gospel feeling, deep gut feeling, doing it the way you, it's just raw, there's nothing pretty about it. It's just pain, deep pain was inside, you're just doing it like you, it's unrehearsed, that gospel feeling, that gospel flavor.
A gospel feeling, a gospel flavor. Key ingredients in mid-60s soul and rhythm and blues. 1967, the year of Soul Man, was also the first year for a soulful lady. I Never Loved a Man, the record that set off a spectacular rise for Aretha Franklin. A preacher's daughter, she found her style singing in church, as of many of the key figures in the history of rock and roll. Her four-octave range and the excitement of her performances prompted such comments as the following from Ray Charles.
I think Aretha's living in. Well, I think she's just fantastic. You know, I think she has everything that one could ask for.
Change, change, change.
Change, change, change.
Thank you. much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
Change, change, change.
Chain of Fools, from the one they call Lady Soul. 1967, the year of Chain of Fools, was Aretha Franklin's most exciting year. She earned 4 Grammy nominations, including 1 for her 4th hit. We'll hear that song in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with Aretha.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you make me feel.
A Natural Woman, 1967 gold for Aretha Franklin. Stevie Wonder comments on Aretha.
You express a song with your heart, the way you feel. Aretha Franklin definitely sings her soul, right?
Right.
Here's a collage of Aretha's biggest hits.
Baby, 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 I love you.
Oh, God, my
the late 60s, Aretha Franklin was a musical phenomenon. With 9 million selling singles, 3 million selling albums, 7 Grammy nominations, and 4 Grammy Awards. Aretha set a record by winning Best Female Rhythm and Blues Performance 8 years in a row between 1967 and 1974. She inspired hundreds of singers, from Bette Midler to Chaka Khan. Aretha Franklin got what she asked for so long ago in her most popular hit record, Respect.
Foremost, and mainly the record Respect, is the reason I remember 1967 so well. I got the idea of doing Respect from the recording of Otis Redding. And my sister and I, Carolyn, went into rehearsal, and we kind of came up with the Socket to Me line in there.
From 1967, Aretha Franklin with Respect, a song that had been a hit 2 years earlier for the man who wrote it, Otis Redding. Otis was a soul balladeer. He'd had about a dozen good-sized records, but didn't earn a number one or million seller until after his death. The biggest of Otis Redding is next, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues into 1968, with the southern soul of Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything's
still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding wrote Dock of the Bay on a houseboat anchored off the coast of Sausalito, about 10 miles from San Francisco. Otis appeared in San Francisco at the Fillmore frequently during the late 60s, bringing a touch of Georgia soul to the city by the bay. San Francisco, though, had its own soul man, a disc jockey named Sylvester Stewart. Sylvester used the name Sly Stone on the air. In 1966, Sly Stone broke away from radio and formed rock's most successful tongue-in-cheek soul group, the Family Stone. Sly remembered the lineup.
Well, those were my family, my sisters, my brothers, my family. They were in San Francisco, and they thought I was very colorful. Well, I was. I think my first break was from Tom Donahue. He said, write a hit song. So I did.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Sly Stone wrote, produced, and had a lot of fun with all his music, a new blend of funk and humor called Psychedelic Soul. Here are some samples of Sly and the Family Stone.
In the end, it'll still be you. things you set out to do. Stand up.
In November of 1968, Sly and the Family Stone came up with their first number one record. Sly talked about the sound of the Family Stone.
Oh, it's kind of a universal sound. Hard rock, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, very philosophical, you know.
Sly Stone's musical philosophy was that anything went, and the wilder the put-on, the better. His satire stretched to the titles of his hits. Here's his biggest of 1970.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Family Stone with their second number one record. We asked Sly if he had favorites among his many gold records.
Yeah, before Dance to the Music. Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. If You Want Me to Stay, and Family Affair.
Sly talked about the in-group relationships that led to his writing Family Affair.
It was like a Peyton Place or something. You know, a thing was going on, you know. My sister, brother-in-law, my buddy, and so I wrote a song.
It's Family Affair.
You know.
Up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
It's a family affair.
Family Affair from Sly and the Family Stone, who redefined R&B, transforming it into progressive soul, the prototype for disco music to come. Next, we continue our chart sweep of the late 60s with 1968 on the history of rock and roll.